This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasad with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba says it's Nepali Congress' responsibility to move ahead, taking parties in ruling alliance together. Nepali Congress Central Performance Committee discusses local level election and nomination of candidates. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia assures of timely, free and fair election. And Russia sets deadline for Ukraine troops in Mariupol to surrender. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba has said it's Nepali Congress' responsibility to move ahead, taking parties in ruling alliance together. Prime Minister Deoba said this while addressing a Central Performance Committee meeting held at party headquarters in Sanipa yesterday. He said the cooperation and collaboration among parties was necessary for the implementation of constitution and promotion of democracy. During the meeting, Nepali Congress leaders have stressed the need best electoral alliance in the upcoming local body election. The Nepali Congress leaders focused on forcing an electoral alliance only after evaluating the local situation. Nepali Congress spokesperson Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat said the decision of forcing alliances in the metropolis and sub-metropolis would be taken by the centre, while other local levels could force alliances based on the local situation. Spokesperson Dr. Mahat clarified that there would not be alliances with the main opposition party, CPN-UML. CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda has claimed that the ruling coalition will continue the electoral alliance in local, provincial and federal elections. Addressing a program in Nawalpur yesterday, Chairman Prachanda said the forces working against the present constitution had been putting efforts to end the republic. He further added people needed to be informed about their efforts. Chairman Prachanda also said the election for the Maoist Centre was not only an election but war. CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal has said his party will force an electoral alliance with parties having a common understanding. Addressing a program in Kapilvastu yesterday, Chairman Nepal said his party would face the local level election alone if there was no alliance in the election. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has assured a free and fair local body election on the stipulated date. At a media orientation program on the local level election 2079 held at Janakpur Dham yesterday, Chief Election Commissioner Thapalia shouted that the country might witness catastrophe if the preset election date was changed under any circumstances. He also claimed that the elections to the House of Representatives, Province Assembly, President and Vice President would also be held following the local level election. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Khadka has said the Japanese government's assistance to Nepal is very important for the development of the country. Addressing the 40th anniversary of the JICA Alumni Association of Nepal in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Dr. Khadka commended the Japanese government's unconditional support to Nepal. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Khadka further said Nepal should learn a lot from Japan's development efforts. He also urged the Nepalese returning from Japan to utilize the knowledge and skills learned in Japan for the greater good of the country. Nepal Civil Aviation Authority says the international airports in the country will be brought into operation round the clock from the 29th of May, considering the increasing flow of passengers. CAN Director General Pradeep Adhikari said CAN released a plan to provide 24-hour service from the Trivuvan International Airport after the frequent directions of Tourism Minister Prem Bahadur Ali. The authority says the Bhairava-based Gautam Buddha International Airport and the under-construction Pokhara Regional International Airport would also come into operation round the clock. Likewise, domestic airports are set to come into operation till midnight. The national flag carrier Nepal Airlines is conducting a direct flight from Kathmandu to Riyadh of Saudi Arabia from the 22nd of April. Executive Chairperson of Nepal Airlines Sivraj Adhikari said, conducting direct flights to Saudi Arabia is a matter of pride for Nepal Airlines. He said the additional destinations would be explored and services would be expanded gradually. There will be two Kathmandu-Riyadh-Kathmandu flights in a week. According to Nepal Airlines spokesperson Archana Khadka, for now, per one-way flight costs 37,000 rupees. Leaders of major political parties are pledged to prioritize issues and concerns related to children and child rights in their manifesto for the upcoming local-level election. At a political discourse organized by the children at Jones of Peace National Campaign in Kathmandu yesterday, they assured to take concrete steps for implementation and protection of child rights ensured by the Constitution of Nepal. CPN UML General Secretary Shankar Pokhrel said that his party had been championing the cause of child rights and called for declaring schools as a peace zone since insurgency. Similarly, the ruling Nepali Congress Joint General Secretary Jiban Pariyar shared that they had been addressing many concerns related to children by holding discussions and consultations during the promulgation of the constitution. Likewise, CPN Maoist Center leader Shakti Bahadur Basnet spoke of the need for implementing child rights instead of confining child rights issues to sloganeering. You're listening to Radio Nepal AM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is set to make a long-delayed trip to India this week in a bid to strengthen security ties with India. He will meet his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi in New Delhi on Friday, where talks focused on defence and trade. It will be the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's first major trip to India as Prime Minister after previous visits were postponed due to COVID. The UK has been trying to persuade India to reduce its reliance on Moscow since Russia invaded Ukraine. Last month, Foreign Secretary Liz Truss visited India in an attempt to get the country to impose stronger sanctions against Russia and to cooperate more closely in trade, defence and energy and food security. India has not criticised Russia directly since it invaded Ukraine on 24th February and did not condemn the invasion at a United Nations vote on the issue. Russia says its troops have cleared the urban area of Mariupol and only a small contingent of Ukrainian fighters remained as missile strikes hit Ukraine's capital, Kiev, and other cities. It would be the first major city to have fallen to Russian forces since the February 24th invasion. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said the situation was very difficult in Mariupol. According to Reuters, under the terms of deal proposed by Russia on Saturday, the remaining defenders in the Azovstal plant would leave between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Moscow time without weapons or ammunition. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly region of Province 1, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 32 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 13 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba says it's Nepali Congress' responsibility to move ahead, taking parties in ruling alliance together. Nepali Congress Central Performance Committee discusses local-level election and nomination of candidates. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia assures of timely, free and fair election. And Russia sets deadline for Ukraine troops in Mariupol to surrender. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.in for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.